Have you seen what Hark is doing? They are spearheading a significant shift in the artificial intelligence landscape. We are moving beyond simple conversational chatbots toward a new frontier known as personal intelligence. It's really exciting news, especially considering their recent announcement to recruit a former Apple designer to lead their interface development efforts.
That move underscores a much-needed holistic philosophy. It suggests that models, hardware, and interfaces are designed in tandem, rather than in isolated silos. Historically, software and hardware development often occurred separately, resulting in suboptimal user experiences. Hark is trying to fix that.
Exactly. The core thesis of Hark's mission is to deliver a seamless, end-to-end personal intelligence product. By integrating these elements from the ground up, they aim to create an AI system that is not merely an app downloaded by the user, but one woven into the fabric of the device itself.
This integration allows the AI to understand context, memory, and user habits without the friction of complex setups. For the end user, this translates into a system that learns individual preferences, protects privacy more effectively by processing data locally, and adapts to workflows rather than forcing adaptation to the tool's limitations.
I love that concept. It defines personal intelligence as highly customized agents acting as true digital companions, distinct from generic one-size-fits-all models. It's about a system that is an extension of the user's identity and daily life.
Right. And the recruitment of a former Apple designer serves as a bold statement regarding the company's philosophy. Apple is renowned for championing technology that is elegant, intuitive, and respectful of user time.
Bringing this background into AI development introduces minimalist aesthetics and user-centric principles to a field often cluttered with technical jargon. The strategy identifies three critical reasons why design matters in AI: trust, accessibility, and emotional connection.
A well-designed interface builds user trust by feeling secure and predictable. Good design ensures powerful AI tools are usable by everyone, regardless of technical expertise. Furthermore, AI interfaces must convey empathy and understanding, which is achieved through thoughtful interaction design.
This combination of high-end design heritage and advanced AI capabilities positions Hark to compete directly with established tech giants. The objective is not simply to function as a tool, but to become an extension of the user's identity and daily life. A critical component of this strategy is the integration of hardware and software.
The industry trend is shifting toward on-device AI, where processing occurs locally rather than in the cloud. This enhances privacy and speed. By controlling the hardware stack, Hark can optimize AI models specifically for their device architecture, ensuring efficiency regarding battery life and processing power that cloud-only competitors cannot match.
That really changes the game. This integration enables richer interactions where the AI anticipates needs before they arise, knowing schedules, location, and preferences without constant voice commands or screen taps. This defines the seamless experience the company promises.
Looking toward 2026 and beyond, the definition of a computer interface is evolving. The industry is moving away from traditional keyboards and screens toward more ambient, voice-driven, and context-aware interactions. Hark's entry into this space represents a convergence of design, engineering, and artificial general intelligence research.
For startups and investors, this move signals a maturing market. Companies like Hark are focused on utility, building products that solve real problems rather than showcasing flashy demos.
Furthermore, this collaboration emphasizes the importance of talent acquisition in the sector. The ability to attract top-tier design talent to AI startups validates the sector's growth. It suggests that the future of AI is not just about algorithms, but about how humans interact with them.
The design of the interface dictates adoption rates and product longevity. As we move toward more sophisticated personal intelligence products, the focus remains on user experience.
In conclusion, the partnership between HARC and its new design leadership underscores a pivotal moment in technology history. The technology must serve the human, not the other way around.
By combining the rigorous design standards of Apple with the flexibility of a new AI-native platform, HARC aims to redefine what it means to have a digital assistant.
With a dedicated focus on seamless integration across hardware and software, HARC is setting a new benchmark for what is possible in the world of artificial intelligence.